Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess and Zara with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a coronial inquest will begin today examining the care and treatment of a woman who died while she was a patient at the Tweed Hospital's mental health unit. The woman died in July 2020 and her death was ruled a suspected suicide. The coroner will consider whether the woman received appropriate care and treatment. If you or anybody you know needs support, please do not hesitate to call Lifeline at 131114.
The Civil Aviation Safety Authority says Bonza Airlines must demonstrate how it will integrate Canadian aircraft and crew members into its operations before they can fly in Australia. The Sunshine Coast-based airlines has cancelled dozens of flights in December while it waits for approval from the regulator to use a plane from partner airline Flair. In a statement, the Civil Aviation Safety Authority says the Canadian aircraft does not currently hold any Australian approvals.
In national news, thousands of city dwellers who moved to regions and coastal towns seeking a tree change during the pandemic are being warned to make sure they are prepared for bushfires. Australia is poised for its first serious fire season since the 2019 and 2020 Black Summer bushfire season, after record-breaking dry spring conditions and warmer-than-average temperatures. More than 80,000 people moved to the regions in 2021 and 2022, with many moving to areas at greater risk of bushfires, Australian Bureau of Statistics data showed. Emergency Management Minister Murray Watt said former city dwellers needed to undertake fire preparations at their regional homes.
Australia has broken the parcel delivery record thanks to Black Friday deliveries, with Australia Post processing 53.5 million parcels in November. 5.2 million households are recorded to have bought something online during the two-week sale period, almost 500,000 more than 2022. Parcel delivery in Queensland increased by 7.6%, with fashion items largely being delivered to households.
In international news, former US President Donald Trump announces on alternative social media site Truth Social that he will not return to the witness stand for his fraud trial. He says he has already testified to everything discussed in court and will continue to allege that the court case is unjustified and targeted. The judge presiding over his case, Arthur Engoron, has already ruled that fraud took place and is now deliberating over what punishment he will mete out. If Trump is found to be aware of inaccurately presenting assets on financial documents, he will face a fine of at least $250 million and lose his real estate license.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 28 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 30. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.